This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the debut album of Tracy Chapman, an album that has put this 24-year-old singer-songwriter in the spotlight of the folk rock world.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
That's the voice of Tracy Chapman, but if it sounded to you like the voice of Joan Armatrading, you've already hit upon the essential flaw of this widely hailed debut album. In fact, the record has been so extravagantly praised that it was impossible for me, and now you, to come to it with normal expectations. You can't help but think its greatness will jump out at you. But that's not what happens. Instead, you start hearing the influences that inform the music of this 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Cleveland. Joan Armatrading's precise pronunciation, Joni Mitchell's early period folk melodies, Suzanne Vega's meticulous meter and carefully shaped metaphors can all be heard in the songs of Tracy Chapman.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes.
That's Behind the Wall. It's a slight but well-written song, and if Suzanne Vega hadn't dealt with a similar subject from a similar point of view last year on her song Luca, Chapman's composition might seem more powerful. Part of the problem, in other words, is that when you're dealing with popular culture, the context in which you take in a work of art can be as important as the art itself. In the pop marketplace, the importance of this album is that it's a collection of modern folk songs performed by a black singer-songwriter. At a time when black musicians are stereotyped in the industry as players of funk, jazz, and soul, Tracy Chapman becomes a potent figure, a gesture toward a modest kind of cultural revolution.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? People gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution.
That's Talkin' About a Revolution, one of the best songs on this album. Its music courses along urgently, and Chapman's voice is an intriguing combination of warmth and anger. Yet it's also annoyingly vague. This is a call to revolution intended as what? A warning to the well-heeled people who will buy Tracy Chapman's records? She sings, "They're talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper," as if we dopes in the audience haven't heard of the discontent many people in the country are feeling these days, or don't feel it ourselves. A little later, she says, poor people gonna rise up and take their share. It's a confusing jumble of rhetoric in which Chapman is keeping herself well distanced from both the audience she's scolding and the poor people she's saluting. A more effective variation on this theme, in part because it's informed by specific details rather than sloganeering, is Mountains of Things.
Life I've always wanted, I guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of things. Have a big expensive car, drag
my furs on the ground. Have a mate I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains, oh thanks.
It's obvious that Tracy Chapman is a talented musician, and the best way to interpret the raves she's been receiving is to assume that the idea of this music is powerful, that there's a great desire on the part of many people out there to hear music like this, folk melodies with pop instrumentation, and a lyric directness that rarely breaks the surface of rock these days. I just hope that the next time out, Tracy Chapman can make these achievements more compelling.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
The contradiction, the son who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. Is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the streets to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes. We're all free.
This is Fresh Air.